Thank you for calling Packa Foods. Our normal business hours are 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. Our shipping and receiving hours are 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Thursday, and 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. on Friday. LTL shipments of 8 pallets or more and truckloads now require a delivery appointment at extension 210 or email customer.service@packafoods.com. Please listen carefully as our menu options have changed. If you know your party's extension, you may enter it at any time. For quality assurance, your call may be recorded. For directions to our facilities, please press pound. To verify employment or human resources related questions, extension 221. Casey Jones, Manager of Customer Care and Logistics. Hello, this is Kyle.
Hey Kyle, this is Jaw from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Doing fine. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for asking. Is this a good time to chat for you? I know it's a little, it's past when you like, requested.
That's okay. I'm just now got back to my office. So.
Oh, okay. Got you right at the same time then. Okay, perfect. So I have your file pulled up here. It looks like you were interested in our equipment financing program.
Right.
Okay. I'm just going to confirm a couple pieces of info I have on your business, and then I can, we can go further into the programs.
Okay.
Okay. And then Packo Foods, Inc. is the business name?
It's actually LLC.
LLC, okay. Okay. And how long have you been in business for?
I think since 2010.
2010? I mean,
the business
okay.
has actually been here much longer, but that was when it was purchased by the current owners.
Oh, I see. Okay. 2010. Yeah, I have originally here in 1993, so that's probably the original time the business started. Okay, let me just put in the notes in here.
Man, I can actually look to see. I've got something a little bit more accurate.
Okay. Okay, and then I have your billing address here as 5212 Cone Road.
That's correct.
Okay. And are you the owner of the business?
No, I'm CFO.
CFO, okay. Is Michael Shepherdson?
Yep.
Okay. Is he the 100% owner?
77%.
77, okay. Who's the other 23?
About 9 other people.
Oh.
9 other trusts.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay. I'm going to put in the notes here. 3%. Okay. Okay. Okay, so we have a lot of different programs here at the bank. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do, and I can point you in the right direction.
All right. We've already sent out deposits on, I guess, about $170,000, $180,000 of equipment or purchased, I guess, to use forklifts, but they're fairly new in age. So we're looking to do, I guess, the stuff we've already purchased, a sale leaseback type thing maybe, or however you want to. Structure it, but then the other equipment we've already sent in deposits on most of it, at least 50% deposits in some cases, you know, more than that. But we'll be receiving it in the next couple of months, and so I'd like to finance all that stuff and as well as, you know, for the deposits as well as the other portions.
Okay, so you have a few pieces of equipment right now, some forklifts that you put a deposit down already, about 50%. Was that all at one time or kind of throughout?
All at once.
All at once, okay.
The forklifts we paid for outright, and that's like $35,000.
$35,000. When did you guys buy it?
I think that was either beginning of August or end of July.
Okay, so not too long ago.
Yeah.
Okay. And did you say that was one forklift or two forklifts?
Two,
okay. Okay. And who did you guys buy the forklifts from?
Let's see. Page Forklifts. Or actually, technically, I'll have to see here. He's got a couple of different companies, and one he does the service, the other he does the actual sales through. So.
Okay, no worries. If you don't have it, you know, right in front of you, I can just get that from you later.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. And then the second part of the things you want to do is basically the one that you have, you put on 50% deposit. You want to basically, instead of taking back the 50% deposit, and we just finance the whole thing.
Right.
Okay. And what kind of equipment is this?
It's an autofiller. There's also a check weigher. Let's see, a sealer.
Sealer, okay.
A compressed air dryer.
Okay. So a bunch of stuff.
Yep.
Okay. And how much was the total cost?
Oh, let's see. About $126,000.
Okay. And so the remaining balance is about 76 with your after, oh no, your 50% deposit. So, okay.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, and then are these miscellaneous pieces of equipment, are they all from one vendor or multiple different vendors?
Multiple vendors.
Multiple, okay.
Yeah, Flexpack, Allfill, compressed air.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's it. Yep.
Okay. Okay, so we definitely do have the lease buyback program. Sounds like these are the two that it falls under. What is it that you guys specialize in over there?
Dry food packaging.
Okay. Okay, and then what was your gross annual sales like last year?
Let's see. Sales, I think, were around $10
million. $10 million, okay.
Yeah.
And that was last year or this year? You're tracking to $10 mil?
Last year.
Last year? Okay. How's this year looking for you?
Hold on. Let me just actually pull it up since we're talking about it. I can give you real numbers and stuff off the top of my head.
Sure.
I started in January, so.
Oh, okay. You like it so far?
Yeah.
That's good.
Let's see.
Were you also a CFO at a different company before?
Yeah, I did it for a bunch of different companies. I had my own consulting firm.
Oh, I see. But nice.
I would do it part-time for a number of different companies, and I was talked into coming and doing it full-time for one company instead.
Oh, okay. So. You have a lot of experience then.
Oh, yeah. It was actually 8.1 last year, and I'd say we'll probably do about the same thing this year.
Okay.
Maybe a little bit better.
Okay. Okay. And then besides these equipment that you're looking to do a lease buyback on, is there anything else that you guys are looking to do? The pre-approval is also good for working capital as well.
Yes. Let's see. I think it was another $36,000 piece of equipment that I got a quote on the other day, if I can find it.
Okay, sure.
All right, it's official. I have to clean off my desk now. Here it is. It is from Barrington Packaging Systems Group. And it is a metal detector check wear combo unit. And it is for $33,000.
$33,000, okay. Yep. Okay, and that's the invoice you're looking at right now?
Yeah, it's a proposal. We haven't sent them the PO yet.
Okay. Okay, so we'll just take that from you so I can get the financing in place for this one, too. Mm-hmm. And is there, I was just curious, is there a reason why you guys didn't go through with financing in the first place with the pieces that you mentioned before?
We're talking to a couple of different companies, and they wanted, personal guarantees, from our majority shareholder, and he doesn't want to do that.
Okay.
So, and that's the primary reason.
I see. Okay. Who are you guys talking to?
Let's see, Susquehanna Capital. Let's see. Actually, I have a list. And then I guess another one, well, Celtic Bank, they wanted personal
Okay.
guarantees. Another place wanted us to give them like a $36,000 deposit in order to then give us
Wow, that's
money
a lot.
back some later date. And we said, no, thanks.
A lot of different places with different types of proposals.
Right.
Okay. So yeah, this loan, it's we do look at the personal credit of the main shareholder as part of the process, but the loan itself is going to be on the business.
Okay.
Okay. And besides that, do you have any capital needs? Maybe any kind of loans you guys want to consolidate or any projects coming up you want to bring on capital to purchase inventory or anything like that?
We have a line of credit right now that we haven't really, fully utilized yet, so I don't think so.
I see,
But
okay.
we can't, technically put all of our capital purchasing on the line of credit, so we're
Right, yeah, and that's
getting
not a
hit
smart
by
thing to
offer
do
there.
either, to equipment financing or equipment purchases on the line,
Right.
when you could just get the financing.
Exactly.
Okay. Sounds good. It sounds like you guys are good on the capital side then. Previously, you guys have been in business for about 6 years now. Have you guys financed equipment before, or you guys always have been just paying it by cash because of the personal guarantee issue?
I really don't know.
Oh, right, because you only
That's
started in January.
probably, yeah.
Just kidding.
I mean, I think it's been just on the cash basis because, they did refinance a lot of stuff about a year ago, and started with a new bank and all that sort of thing. So, if whatever they had, they may have rolled it together into one big term loan that's on the books now.
I see. Okay. And then for the ownership breakdown of the last 23%, you said there's but basically nine trusts that
Right.
owns
Yep.
portions of it. Okay. Do you have like a breakdown or maybe like a spreadsheet that shows the breakdown and which trust which owns what percent of the ownership?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so what I can do is I can send over the application right now. It's a one-page application. Just need some information from the business, obviously, and I just need 4 most recent months of bank statements
Okay.
and a most recent tax return. And then also since we're doing lease buyback, I would just need the original quote or invoices for those equipment, and also just a proof of purchase, like a receipt or something like that for those the equipment.
Okay. All right.
And I'll
Are
write
you going to
that
put
on
all
an
that
email.
in an email?
So
Yeah, okay,
yeah, I'll
good.
send it all an email so you don't have to write anything down. And then also for the bearing packaging system, the metal detector and whatever, the 33,000, I would just need the quarter invoice for that. So the proposal that you mentioned will take that.
Right. Okay.
Okay. I'll go ahead and send that over to you right now through email. I have kyle.chastain as a Nancy at packoffoods.com.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. I'll send it over to you right now. And then do you know when you'll be able to get everything into me?
Hopefully, before the end of today.
Okay, perfect. I'll look out for it, and then if not, I will touch base with you tomorrow.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Okay, all right, thanks, Kyle.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.